This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hi there. Welcome to a very special episode of Thinking Sideways.
Theme goes here.
This very special episode of Thinking Sideways is brought to you by CrimeCon 2019. CrimeCon is the best collection of true crime fans, authors, and journalists in the world. This year's event is going to be June 7th through the 9th in New Orleans. That's right, in the Big Easy. In addition to all the biggest cases out there and all the biggest personalities, they'll also have 40 of the top true crime podcasts in the world attending this year. I myself have gone the past couple of years, and I can tell you it's awesome, good fun. So for a limited time, you can use the code SIDEWAYS and save 10% off your admission. So go to crimecon.com for all the information that you need. And if you can make it to NOLA this year, be sure to buy your ticket online. And again, use that promo code SIDEWAYS. Okay, we're back. And as I said, it's a very special episode. It's not one of those very special episodes where, say, Devin discovers that she has dyslexia or Joe finds out he has AIDS. No, it's not special in that sense, but it's special in the sense that we have decided to come out of retirement just this one time to address some of the insane rumors on the internet and in the tabloids. I'm sure you've all heard them. We're here to clear the air and set the record straight. All right, so let's get rolling. And by the way, of course, I am Joe.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Steve.
And of course, we are talking about a story that you've probably all seen about a conspiracy involving us. Mainly, Steve, who's sitting across the table from me, was killed in a car wreck and replaced by a double.
Who looks and sounds just like Steve.
So thinking sideways, swapped in a new me and continued on as if nothing happened for a year and then discreetly wound down the podcast.
Why would they do this? Or why would we do this? Well, I think it's because we were making a lot of money off advertising and Joe and Devin, us, knew that if there was no Steve sitting across from
me,
that they'd lose like 80% of their listeners or
at least
something. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of our revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the stories started to appear in the tabloids, so we, that is Team Sideways, sensed which way the wind was blowing and decided to stick a fork in it before we got well and truly busted for our fraud.
So this is the basic narrative that we've all heard, you guys are all familiar with. It's, you know, in all of the tabloids, on thousands of websites, but is it true?
Well, no.
Of course not. How could it be?
And so we have come out of hiding to give this ludicrous story the smackdown it so richly deserves. So let's go back to the beginning here. This conspiracy theory popped up first in about March 2018 when Reddit user Mikaru, that's M-Y-K-E-R-U, put up a post about it. He was a longtime listener to the podcast, and he said that he'd noticed some odd things about Steve in recent months.
Such as what?
Yeah.
Well, he said that Steve was sounding subtly different in the last 6 months or so of the podcast.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I just wasn't going through a second puberty or something.
You don't need to convince me. I mean, people go through puberty all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, but this is what the tinfoil hat crowd is saying.
Yeah. I mean, also, Mikaru pointed out some other things, like the character of the story Steve covered had changed. For example, he devoted an entire episode to some very obscure South American Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was really interested.
The thing with the mouth and his stomach and all that weird stuff.
Steve never would have done that, he
Spanish
says.
Bigfoot?
Old Steve would have told. I'd love El Senor Bigfoot, the South American.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've always loved Bigfoot.
Plus, let's not forget, Steve does love diversity.
That is true. Well, he did some more digging and found some more air quotes evidence. For example, photos of Steve published after summer 2017 appear to be out of date and probably actually predate his demise. For example, there's a picture on the Thinking Sideways Facebook page dated May 2017, and then another photo appeared on Twitter in early 2018. In the two pictures, Steve's hair is the same length.
Whoa.
Shouldn't it have been longer in 2018?
That is a good point, actually.
It's a haircut. I got a haircut, guys.
You don't have to convince us. It's okay. Well, other Reddit users got into the game. UHistory777 listened to every episode of the podcast backwards, and they found that in the Lake City Quiet Pills episode, you can hear a ghostly word or ghostly phrase. Steve has been snuffed out like a lucky butt, among other things.
What?
It's crazy. I mean, it's just something we put in the background of the podcast all the time.
Well, apparently, it also says "Buy American" several times, and something about Bombas socks, something about Casper.
I like Bombas socks, so they're so comfortable.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know why they would be backwards in the podcast.
Subliminal advertising, dude.
I have to be totally honest with you guys. I have no idea how to listen to a podcast backwards.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm still working on listening to them forwards.
Yeah.
I mean, listening to our entire catalog backwards. Yeah. Oh, my God. That guy must have brain damage.
You're hearing a lot of things.
Yeah. So then finally, somebody who had deleted their user profile, so... you know, I don't know what their username is, posted that Steve had been involved in a fatal car crash on August 11th, 2017. He was extremely light on details, but claimed to have a copy of the police report, newspaper clippings, and etc.
Has anybody seen any of this evidence?
No, but the general consensus on Reddit is why would this user lie?
No one lies on Reddit.
On the internet in general. Yeah. But in this case, I question his credibility.
Okay, why?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, I mean, to me, the idea that Steve lost control of his car and skidded off the road and over a cliff is kind of ridiculous, because isn't that what guardrails are for?
Yeah.
And it's absurd to think the car rolled seven times and then burst into flames. I mean, the car would have had to be moving really fast to roll seven times. And Steve was not a fast or reckless driver.
Is.
What?
Is. I am not. Is.
Oh,
is
yeah, not. Yeah, yeah. Steve is not a fast driver.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fast driver. Yeah. I obey the laws of the road scrupulously. It drives the cops crazy. Follow me around, waiting for me to run somebody over. Yeah. Speed. No, I never do.
Is there any more evidence to back this claim up?
Well, yeah, there is that famous picture of the three of us crossing Hawthorne Street. That's the one where Steve is barefoot.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
And, you know, I just had a little athlete's foot that day, and I had to air him out. We were going to go in the studio, and
is this like a medical condition? Paul is dead sort of premonition of death sort of thing?
Exactly, like the
God. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was like foreshadowing of his demise. Apparently, that's the way people have interpreted that.
Just a little foot fungus is all.
A little foot fungus.
Okay. Nothing to see here.
Oh my God! So. Fine. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I did hear also on Reddit, people were pretty suspicious of Steve's beard.
Uh-huh.
You remember the beard, Steve. The beard?
No, the Grizzly Adams beard. Yeah, I remember that beard.
It obscured part of his face, which is the sort of thing that an imposter might do if only the top half of their face looked exactly like Steve, but the bottom half didn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look, I don't make as much money at podcasting as I wish I did, and I took a job as a mall Santa. It's pretty much that simple.
It's all right,
perfectly,
okay.
Perfectly rational explanation.
What a joyous job that would be.
I don't know. Yeah. People thought the timing was weird, but I guess I'll.
Well, timing was a little suspect, I got to admit, but it's just a coincidence.
Back to our Reddit stuff.
More Reddit?
I mean, you know, the posts on Reddit continued, and then it went viral on Reddit, and then, you know, tabloids and everything else were picking it up, and the rest is history that we all know.
Yeah. By the way, fake history.
Yeah.
Fake history.
Not true. None of it's true.
None of it's true.
Yeah, there are also some other variations on this story. Alternative theories. The Weekly World News ran a series of stories based on another hypothesis, which is that Steve staged a car crash, faked his death, and went to live in a foreign country.
What foreign country? Steve doesn't speak any foreign language. I don't speak any foreign languages.
Well, no, that's, I mean, you have trouble even going to Canada and not getting arrested.
It's true. I can't even.
Yeah.
I mean, the video of the car crash does look pretty fake, though.
Well, yeah, it looks like somebody dumped lighter fluid on a plastic car model and torched it.
I know. I mean, but Steve clearly couldn't have just faked his death and gone to a different country. I mean, I haven't gotten a postcard. Have you?
I have not.
Have you gotten a postcard?
Why would I send myself a postcard?
Yeah,
I've never sent myself a postcard.
Of course, great point.
So no postcard, And also, you know, if Steve was pretend dead and living overseas somewhere, sooner or later, I know him, he would forget himself and post something on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram from Botswana, Guatemala, or wherever he is. Totally. He hasn't done that, has he?
I love Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess stay off it.
Another theory that I have also heard is that Devin and Joe, you know, us. Had Steve bumped off because they wanted to run more commercials and replace him with a sound-alike.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the theory is that we wanted to run like three times as many commercials and you were against it. And so the thing that's ridiculous about this is the idea that Devin and I would hire somebody to do it rather than doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I saying? I mean, the thing about it is, though, it's like, you know, Devin and I have never been in it for the money.
No, never.
Yeah, it's never been about the money.
No, not
for any of us. And so I think we could stick a fork in this theory. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's obviously BS.
Well, I mean, even if you did, it's so ridiculous. Where would you guys even find a replacement? Where would you even go to find a sound-alike?
Craigslist. I mean, it's not as hard as you think.
It's actually super easy to put an ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, they're free.
But, you know,
super
not
easy.
That's got anything to do with this. But anyway,
but not for a human.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's absurd. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that you could find someone that looks like me, but that sounds just like me. I mean, you got to admit, if I'm Steve, I sure as hell have his exact voice.
No, I don't.
I mean, I know. You sound exactly like Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, like you, Steve.
Like me.
Yeah.
Like me, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
The original Steve. Ah, you have to smoke in here, Joe? Seriously. Oh, God, ow! Oh, man, why'd you do that? It's gonna leave a scar, man.
What are you doing, Joe?
Just a little more evidence for our listeners. So, guys, if Steve was dead, would he be able to feel pain? Huh? Would he?
That's a good point, and it did hurt a lot.
Okay, well.
A lot.
This is an important thing. We gotta really make sure that we convince people of this.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The story is complete BS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's just
absurd.
Another one of these situations. I mean, it's similarly like to the Boston bomber, or we've seen this on Reddit so many times. You guys think you know what you're saying, but you don't. You're just a group of idiots. And I love you, but you're a group of idiots who just have no idea what you're talking about. So just stop talking.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well.
Yeah. Because I'm Steve.
You're Steve. Yeah, And, you know, you can't actually talk about how awesome we are. Don't stop talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to talk about how much money you want to mail to us, that's good, too.
Yeah.
But overall, on this story, I got to tell you guys, this is a huge fail.
Shame on you for spreading this, Internet.
And shame on you for believing it, you sheeple, you.
Dumb sheeple.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the end of this this.
Yeah, it's a kind of a brief little thing, but this is such a stupid little story. It didn't take long to really smack it down.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, our website is still up. It's thinkingsidewayspodcast.com. Our social media is all still up and active to varying degrees. So we have the Facebook
or the page group.
Page in the group. We have the Twitter, which is Thinking Sideways, and the Instagram, of course, and of course, also our subreddit, which the story seems to have kind of originated on.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
We'll see how Reddit treats this.
Yeah, we will. Also emailing us, the email still active, thinkingsidewayspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can feel free to send us an email if you have any proof that Steve died in a car crash.
Yeah, if you're one of those crazy Reddit guys and you've got something for us, let's see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see it. Put your money where your mouth is, punks.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for stopping by. I hope everybody has an amazing April 1st.
Yeah, you guys. And it's good talking to you again. And maybe we'll see you again one of these days real soon.
Bye, guys.
Steve out.